You don't prepare in the battle, you prepare for the battle. You don't play away your preparation. It's a season. It will not always be there. You know, I've said this to people. If you rush out when you are not prepared, your generation will not forget you. They will note you and not forget that you are a mediocre. Any soldier that gets to the battlefield then start learning how to shoot a gun is a dead soldier. You are not in ministry to compete, you are in ministry to war. If you want to compete at all, the only person you should compete against is yourself.
Pastor Femi Lazarus has been commissioned to go raise God's end time army. Sit back and be blessed as a good soldier of Christ.
I commend you to God's
The streams are flowing. It will flow to the hands of the earth. Pay attention to that. The streams are flowing. Thank you, Lord. Lift your hands, church. Come on. Lift those hands and give God praise. Oh, we bless you, Jesus. There's this song. God of Abraham, you're the God of covenant. Faithful promises. Time of God, you do just what you say. Though the storms may come and the wind may blow, I remain steadfast. Oh, let my heart know when you speak a word, it will come to your voice and give God praise. Lord, we give you praise, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, we bless you, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have worshiped. Thank you, glorious Father. Hallelujah. Now put those hands together for Jesus. The Lord bless you. Please be seated. Thank you, Father. Please be seated. Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. I was supposed to take a subject in first service this morning. Who can remind me? Don't lose your first love. Hallelujah. Alright, I want us to turn our Bibles. That's in Matthew that we've been reading. Matthew chapter number 24. Matthew chapter number 24. So first service, we spoke about signs of his coming. We spoke about different signs, and particularly the practical wisdom of the church at such a time as this, knowing fully well that we're in last days. The last days began from the book of Acts of the Apostles, chapter number 2. The last days start from Acts chapter number 2. Why? According to prophecy by prophet Joel, in Joel 2 verse 28, he said, it will come to pass in the last days, as some will say in the latter times. Alright? So, Joel prophesied. Can you give us that Joel 2, 28 quickly? I'll pour out my spirit upon all flesh. Alright? Joel 2, 28. And it shall come to pass afterward. Alright? I'll pour out my spirit. This is afterward. I want to give me the translation of your last days. I'll pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and daughters shall prophesy. But when you see Peter, alright, breaking this down after the Holy Ghost fell, in the book of Acts, chapter number 2, he began to tell them, alright, that this be that which prophet Joel spoke about the spirit that will be poured from on high in the last days. Hallelujah. Alright, so we are in the, but now we are in the last part of the last days. Amen. What did I say? We're in the last part of the last days. Glory to God. Amen. Alright. So, when I'm done dealing with the issue of first love, I'm going to deal with preparing the church for tribulations. Alright. Still in this same series. And you need to please pay attention. So, I'm going to start now. Matthew 24 from verse 10. Alright. So, you can understand the background. Glory to God. Alright. And I want to encourage, if you have not been in the custom of being Berean, to go listen to these messages again and again, you might be missing things. Alright? You might be missing things. There is no membership if there is no attention to listening. And that's even membership now, not to talk of followership. Alright? You need to listen again and again and again and again and again and again. Alright? I have a mentee of mine in the UK. Every time he tries to reach out, send messages. And sometimes by the time I'm trying to reply the message, he will say, the question I wanted to ask you, I found the answer in one of your sermons. But we should not be given to quick fix. Quick fix. You'll be a master of nothing if you are given everything and you don't discover some yourself. Are you following what I'm saying? Very important. Alright? So, give yourself to them. Go back. Listen again and again. And get blessed. Matthew chapter number 24 from verse 10. Okay, let me start from verse 9 for the sake of understanding within the context of where the anchor scripture, what the anchor scripture is talking about. Now verse 9 says, then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted. The mother body of topic we are dealing with is preparing the church for the coming of Jesus, of Christ. But what the subtopic we are dealing with today is, don't lose your first love. Alright, verse 9. Matthew 24 verse 9. Then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted, and they shall kill you, and you shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. Then shall many be offended, and shall betray one another, and shall hate one another. And many false prophets shall arise, and deceive many. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. Because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. That's Matthew chapter number 24, verse 12. Because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. Look at it. Amplified translation says that because lawlessness is increased, the love of most people will grow cold. Because lawlessness is increased, the love of most people will grow cold. Because lawlessness is increased, the love of most people will grow cold. Alright? Look at it. For Message translation, it says, for many others, the overwhelming spread of evil will do in. Sorry? The overwhelming spread of evil will do them in, not in, nothing left of their love but a mound of ashes. That is, the spread of evil, like cancer, is going to eat up the love they have. But one of the things that amazed me while looking at this scripture is that the Bible did not say that because iniquity will abound, Christians will stop being in love with Christ. It didn't say they are not going to be in love with God. It said the love is going to grow cold. So I need to show you how love grow cold. Is that okay? That's what you need to understand. In marriage, love can grow cold.
In a relationship, love can grow cold. In any form of contact, anywhere there's been love before, it can grow cold. Why? Because love survives through cultivation. Are you following me? Love survives through what? Cultivation. Alright, for instance, and that's one of the reasons why sometimes long distance relationship goes through a lot of glitches. For many reasons, alright? Somebody is speaking something, this one is hearing what they are saying, but not what is being communicated. Because communication goes beyond words, it has to do with body language, it has to do with tempo. And WhatsApp can give that. Are you seeing that now? But a statement that somebody is saying with a nature and a disposition of love can be misinterpreted as something else. Why? Because there's a platform that allows just dialogue, not communication. Are you seeing that now? Another thing that can choke love when it becomes long distance. Because there was a time there was a long distance relationship between Jesus and Peter. The Bible said that they began to follow from afar. And Peter began to warm himself beside strange fire. Not too long after that, the energy to deny Jesus was better. Because when you follow from afar, love grows cold. So what is this scripture saying? Lawlessness is going to spread. And then it's not just going to spread in the world alone. It is going to seep into the heart of people. People will be, they will begin to fancy the idea of what is going on in the world. And as they begin to fancy that, there's going to be long distance relationship between them and God. A relationship of no communication or little communication. Sometimes a relationship of dialogue. But no affection. Can I tell you something about God? You must understand that power is very lonely. No, you need to know why God is God. Power. I don't know how God does it. The more powerful you are, the more people are around you for the wrong reasons. Let me explain. Something happened in the book of John chapter number 6. Jesus had finished feeding the multitude with bread. And the Bible said they began to follow him. And he knew in his heart that they were not following him for the love of the salmon, but for the food, the bread they've eaten. Everybody goes to God to ask for something because he's God. If he stops being God today, who are those that will care about him? If God stopped being God now, that's why whenever he finds someone who worships him, he seeks for the fellow. That's the fellow who has his interest at heart. Everybody goes to seek him for their interest. Let's assume something happens today that's changing power. Majority of those who say APC, here I die, they move to PDP. Power is lonely. People only revolve around what it gives, not around the individual. Do you get what I'm saying now? Whenever there's power in a place, it will revolve around the potential. What it is capable of releasing. Not the person wielding it. Why? Power is transient in nature. It can change. It can switch hands. And that's why Jesus was asking Peter in John chapter number 21. He needed to ask him, the one that will carry on his burden must not just be the one that loves the ministry. He needed to ask Peter, lovest thou me? Me. More than this. He needed to ask him. It is okay to love the kingdom, but do you love me? If you don't love me, you can't carry my body. That's what he was saying to him. So, there's going to be advance in lawlessness. The things that used to be abominable, the world will be pushing the limit so it can become normal. There was a time in Nigeria that nobody can come out as gay, but now they are coming out. And they say, this is who we are. It doesn't matter what we want to do. This is who we are. This is who I am. And you see a man come out on social media wearing bra when there's nothing to pack. Alright? And then you are wondering, what was happening? That is pushing the limit. What pushes the, you must understand, please. Understand that kingdom colonization is not a day thing. Ideologies are sent in. Do you get what I'm saying? Colonization is not until there is a king on the throne. Colonization is the rule of ideologies. Somehow, we have, Great Britain is not still lording over us, but somehow they are still doing that. Because there is an average amount of money that most African countries are forced to save in certain account of their colonial masters. They come announce about looted funds and they give it back to people that will loot it. We speak in English. Signs that they are still here. So, the kingdom of darkness is going to be pushing the limit. Releasing ideas. Letting them seep into the church. Some of those ideas will appeal to your natural human nature. I mean, I've not seen a platform, and I'm saying this because I mean I have to teach you. I've never seen a platform that pushes those dangerous ideas like CNN. If you don't understand how terrible pushing the limit can be, then imagine what happened to Trump. There's something called propaganda that different elites will come together. They understand the game of your mind and they'll play it well. And they will play and manipulate the minds of the people. Because someone stands there that will not give room for a policy that gives room for what they want. And what is it? A marketing strategy. They will paint the fellow bad with every given opportunity. I mean, when I watch CNN, an average newscaster is like, he's trying to work on your mind. You don't know this thing, check it again. An average newscaster is trying to work on your mind. Some of them are gays. They are married gay couples. And they are both broadcasting at different places. And they are, you get what I'm saying now? And they call it human rights. You call it human rights. That a man will go to the hospital and then say that they need to cut off his genitals. He thinks he's a woman. How right is that? If a child is born with one eye, you call it congenital deformity. How come a guy is born behaving like a girl and you say that's his nature? Why can't that be abnormal also? But because as the heaven is higher than the earth, so is the ways of God higher than our ways. And it's taught than our thoughts. Are you seeing that now? So the world system will keep pushing ideas strong to the church. Why do you think people won't stop at saying that, okay, they want to be gays? Why do you think they'll be threatening to close down churches that won't join them together? It is pushing the limit. You are in Nigeria and say, we are African, and by nature we are conservative. It's going to get here someday. All they need is one person in power. It will start with a senator at a time, pushing bills on their behalf. Then two, then three, then a governor. I mean, I was watching the last election, US election, one of the campaigns, and one of the candidates came out. He read a letter from a 9-year-old boy who was saying that he was gay, and then he didn't know. I mean, what does a 9-year-old boy know about being gay or what? And right there and then, he read the letter. It will appeal to pity. These guys appeal to pity, understand? The systems that will choke your love life appeals to pity. And they are appealing to pity in the minds of emotional Christians. Those who have no spiritual conviction. Those who are just human and less spiritual. And they are appealing to pity. Like, you mean at this time, some people are trying to talk you out of yourself. And they called the boy out. And he hugged the boy and said, I'm proud of you that you are gay. At 9. That same candidate, one of those days, he was going to deliver a speech, and he was on the stage kissing a male partner. This was a nation whose constitution was built on scriptures. And gradually the world system is pushing the limit. Take away CRS from schools and replace it with IRS. And Christian says policies don't matter. You know, the only thing that matters to you when it has to do with fuels in your car, when it has to do with the price of spark, the price of rice, that's the policy that affects you. You are not bothered about the kingdom because you are not aware. I've said to the pastors, all right, I think I was talking, we need to bring, by God's grace, we'll bring some lawyers here to come and help interpret the constitution of Nigeria. Just the interpretation. So you can understand what is happening. Because we need to be schooled all around. The world system is pushing the limit. The idea is that our love should grow cold. The love won't leave, but it will become cold. There's a difference, and that's where I'm going to. So each time you see somebody come on social media, when you see, you watch Big Brother Nigeria, and then some people are having sex. You get what I'm saying? Yes, covered, and then say in the middle of the night, news media are carrying it on TV, accessible for to children. That is pushing the limit. They are pushing the limit. If care is not taken, a generation will come that knows not Joseph. A generation will rise that will not know what used to be there. They will not know the level of sanctity that used to be there. Somehow you watch, you notice that on DSTV they are increasing the hike for Christian stations to cope. They are increasing the amount that's pushing the limit. All stations in Nigeria are blocking churches off their platforms. You want to get a hall. Look at this city, for instance. They tell you, not for church. You want to run a restaurant? Yes. Okay, good. Church? No. You want to buy a land? Say church? No, not for church. Yes, that's pushing the limit. It's a system of hatred towards the body. Let me say this to you. The more something happens, the normal it seems to become. The more something happens, the normal it seems to become. We are still at the point that adultery still looks scandalous. Until one happened last year, when a minister of God, there was a leaked video about him doing some very funny stuff. You get what I'm saying? I stumbled on the conversation where he was addressing it and was stuck. It was the words he was using, and he said, "I'm a pastor that like women," and so that's pushing the limit. All these things comes together as an accumulation that makes you not to be bold to profess your love. That's the love going cold. So you must understand, while you are here, pay attention to the way the world system is pushing the limit. Feminism is pushing the limit. All these things are kicking against the pillars that God erected for a reason. There are different pillars that holds human existence. The family is a major one. The family is one. There's a system in the world now that has taken away headship. And by headship, I mean headship from the man. And young ladies have been puffed up with an idea. And they call themselves boss ladies. Do you know you can be submissive and still be rich? Proverbs 31 woman is a demonstration of that. Most men now who are becoming quite hostile, that looks like they don't have esteem to bear their wife's prosperity. It's not like they don't have the esteem, but they are acting out of fear because of what the society is informing women about. There is nothing like feminism for Jesus. It kicks against the fundamental idea of what God does. I mean, you don't talk about this in church because they're going to hate you and put you everywhere and then talk about you. Are you seeing how the limit is being pushed? So we have young girls coming to church and they are looking at a day, they are going to marry a man they will take for a ride. Nowadays, men are not the one looking for helpers. Women are the one looking for helpmate. So you are a young girl. You are doing one or two ministry now. You are saying, me too. I'm like, I'm looking for a man that will help me. Not me. Me, submit, what are you doing? Me. Do you know what I'm doing? You call a meeting, I'm able to come. The system of the world is trying to hold us spellbound. You cannot appeal to the media. You can't play to the gallery. You are either a man of conviction or you're a man of confusion. We pay attention to everything. We listen again and again. We look at the ways this is pushing the balance of the kingdom. We are kingdom oriented. Our orientation is about the kingdom. We are not normal. We are not just basic humans. We represent the kingdom, whose builder and maker is God. And these things will keep advancing. That's what the Bible is saying. iniquity, abomination, different thing will be rising. And the love of many. Meaning that they will still be in church, but they are dead in love. And that's why I say the love won't go away. It will only go cold. They become selective listeners. Because their love has been choked. I mean, do you go check? Go check. When these guys begin to hold different meetings, and let me say this to you. It is very easy to get lost. Particularly if you are someone who is very stubborn and listen to nobody. You are stiff necked. You believe anything you do is correct. You are the only one people don't agree with. People don't know who you are. Nobody, they are not walking in the depth of what you are seeing. You know, nobody see it in the light you are seeing it. One day you are going to be very, very lost. You get what I'm saying? So we have people now. They are ministers, but they come together and begin to hold meetings on social media to talk about other ministers. I mean, fathers in the body of Christ. And everybody is bad now. Everybody is this. There are Christians who joined those platforms. Some came innocently, but they were confused. Now their hunger has met with the wrong things. If you are going to protect your love, make sure you are selective eaters. Because your hunger must not meet with what is polluted. It will poison you. There are many people in these days and time still doing things out of zeal, but they are already perverted and they are not aware. The different forms of demons are taking charge of their life. They are dispensing hate per time, hatred. Everything they talk about is breaking down the ordinances of the kingdom. Listen to me. Let me say this again. In the last days, you must love the body of Christ, but you can't listen to everybody in the body of Christ. You didn't hear me well. You can't read from everybody in the body of Christ. Particularly those who are just starting out in the calling of God. Different people now want to talk to young ministers. Well, you must choose those you listen to. Some will choke you out of your self-confidence. Not every father has the heart to accommodate your greatness. Sometimes I see people say to the young ministers and they are rushing, yes sir, talk to us, yes sir. Do you know who you are? Facebook is not your learning ground. You must face God. I'm saying it again. It is not your learning ground. Everybody has a voice. That's the painful thing. Those who have not checked, those who are offended, those who are speaking out of prejudice, those who are speaking out of inferiority complex, those speaking out of low self-esteem, those speaking from hate, they all speak to you. Something is dying, sir. I read things sometimes and I cringe and I ask myself, my God, how is this happening? And I say, is this what people have access to on social media? You must choose those you give your ear gates to. Anyone that has your ears has your mind. Anyone that has your mind has your destiny. Because a man thinks in his heart, so is he. Are you following me? The world system is going to keep trying. Push the limit. Trying to look at what Jesus was saying in Matthew chapter number 16. Very, very serious word. It was a warning. In Matthew 16, turn your Bibles there if you are there. Matthew 16, Jesus speaks to the disciples and said to them, now look at it. Matthew 16, verse 18. Alright? In verse 18, Jesus said, and I say unto thee, that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I'll build my church. Alright? The prelude to this was that Jesus was asking about who men say that he is. Alright? Not who he was. He is. He's the I am that I am. And, alright, so Peter said, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. It was head knowledge, not detailed revelation. Alright, because if it was detailed, Peter would not still choose for him not to die. Are you seeing that now? Alright, Peter, he somehow stumbled on that revelation. Alright, and Jesus said, you are Peter. In verse what now? Verse 17? Alright, verse 17 said, you are Peter. Okay, verse 18. I say unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gate of hell will not prevail against it. The word prevail is a battle language that shows that they will fight. But they won't prevail. But they will fight. They will advance. They will march forward. Do you know, have you seen where fighters are lining up to fight? And please, can I have all of you on this row? Come. Can I have all those on the next row? Come also. Just line here and face me. Please, line there and face me. Line. Yes, those of you here, come. Those of you there, come. Come. Alright? And yes, straight line. Maintain straight line. Yes. Don't stand at the back. Yes. Stand, join them. And then these people are trying to fight with this. What happens? Advance. Come. And as they advance, what happens? They are pushing back. They are pushing back. They are the gate of hell is always on a consistent push. The church must reciprocate. Don't stand. Push your own limit. Let me say this to you. You can't choose not to fight. It is too late. You're already in a fight. You're already in a fight. But what happens when the church rises and the church begins to advance? What happens? Where light shines, darkness can't prevail against it. In school, advance. In your house, advance. Myself, my wife, two of our friends were at our dining just recently, last week. We were discussing and having dinner. And placed their baby on the chair. And while we were there, before my very eyes, we noticed somebody walked into the room. The door was shut. And the fellow walked, Majeska just entered. I said, did you see that? My wife got up and said, I saw it. We ran with torchlight and checking who entered. It was too clear. This one was not a glimpse. We saw somebody enter. But I noticed I didn't lose my peace. And God said, you have been asking for prosperity. It is here. You see, in these days and time, if you joke with your walk with God, the gate of hell will advance against you. Everything you stand for, you will soon begin to talk against it. It's just a matter of time. When you get to that energy level, you will profess it. Just a matter of time. Please be seated. And that's why I'm telling you, there are things now you think you are not capable of doing because you are operating at an energy level that won't do it. If you drop low, you shout battery low. It's just a matter of time. The default setting is there. That the lower you get in your momentum, the more some functions will stop. And that makes you prone to certain things. Look at what... the love that the Bible was saying, scripture was saying in Matthew 24, verse 12, that will grow cold, is not just a love. It is called first love. That's the love that is very referred to here that will grow cold. Your first love. Mean that you still love Jesus, but not like before. You still do some things for the kingdom, but not as much as you were doing before. But these are the things that can choke it out. Romans 8, verse 35. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Who shall? Shall tribulation? These are the things that can, that will try to advance against you. Can I tell someone that the fact that you're a child of God does not mean all will always be well? There are times that all will not look well. I'm telling you. There are times that all will not look well. I mean, recently, was it last week? I had to trek from somewhere around Bodija to church. And I had to wear my nose mask in the sun. If you know me, you know I don't really like to put my skin under the sun. And I say, God, like I'm soon forgetting where you are bringing me from. People go through this every day. Mercy, Lord. Mercy. Tribulations can come. Distress, You know what distress is? Events just start happening that are making you uncomfortable every time. See that? Event that makes you uncomfortable every time, distressing you, stretching you, squeezing life out of you, taking away your peace. Distress is what you have when peace is missing. Distress. Persecution. Are you the one who is praying for revival? You don't understand that what follows revival is persecution. No, if there's no persecution after a move, it is not a true move. The real cloud of glory that follows revival is persecution. Why? Revival is the movement of God in a way people don't know before. And when it moves that way, it is those who are even named in the name of Christ that will persecute you. But Paul has rightly said, make sure when you are persecuted, you are not persecuted as a thief or as a robber. It is good to be persecuted for the kingdom, that your own is too much. That why would you be the one every time? You are the ones who is saying this, those pastors, your own is too much. Your life, are you the only Christian here? That's the right persecution. And whenever it happens, be happy. You want to marry a girl, she tell you, I can't marry you because you are a pastor. Smile. And just say what? Go on, son. Don't say, that call self. I think God just flashed me. Don't say that. Don't say that. Don't say that. See, the way I'm looking at you, you look like a pastor. Like, I mean, when did we get to the point that people are, girls are now telling boys that if this pastor, what you want to do with your life? Ah, I mean, I can't marry you. What is the idea of pastors that have been sold to their heart? Those who are lacking, those who are broke. You, nowadays, Christians who follow conviction, even when it brings them hunger, they are rare. They are very rare. Persecution or famine, general lack. You are seven in the room, no food for everybody. That's famine. General lack. Somebody say, if God come to ministry now, will I suffer small? Yes. And I don't know if it will be small. The memories of the days I can't afford to. I remember how I trek from the house to go to where they sell egg bones, only to discover that it was only 5 naira I had every night. Trek inside sun. I see people on the road say, Pastor, how far? Ah, well, no. But you can't say, can I get 15 naira there? The hope in my heart. I saw the money, I thought it was 15 naira I saw. Because I was ready to take tap water. Let me just buy this. On a normal day, I don't eat buns. It gives me a headache. When I'm eating buns, like I'm eating my brain. It's paining me here. I don't eat it. But that day, nothing will do the work like egg buns. Do you get what I'm saying? You have to stay with the core. And as at that time, I have free open door to UK. My father renounced me. He said, you finish. When you know you are going to be a pastor, why did you spend money on your school fees? I don't know. But if you stay with it long enough, everybody becomes proud of you. Nowadays, I sometimes look, when did we get to the point that somebody wants to do God's work? We are saying, how will you do with your stomach? How else won't you do with your stomach? Yeah, you will be hungry. We all went through it. You'll be fine. I've never seen where hunger really killed anybody recently. But I've seen where too much kills people. That will prove our conviction. There's general famine. Nobody has 10 naira in a room of 7 people. Famine. It means there's a need for a Joseph to rise. I shared the story. We are all in the house. I think Pastor Lalutu was in the house that day. 7 of us. We're 3 in that house normally, but no, we're 4. Myself, Pastor Lalu, Yemi Kings, Samuel Ajiribi, 4 of us in the house. But that night we were 7. I am the father of the house. My own determination is no matter what happens, heaven and earth falling down, everybody must eat every day. But that day, yeah, what's that woman's name? Pastor Lalu, what's her name? The woman that sells fish. forgotten her name. One Igbo name like that. We are owing her. We bought 3 fishes consecutively. It didn't multiply, so we are owing her. Then the woman selling spag at that other place, we are owing her. That's the one that sells spag, tomato paste, and all those things. So, finally, I was at the end of my rope. Now there's nothing for anybody in this house tonight. And I stood up and told them, if this night ever repeats itself again in your life, it's your fault. By the grace of God and by His mercy, that night has never come again. It can never come again. But let me say this to you. If you hold on to something, there are days you will have nothing. What are these things trying to collect from you to separate you from the love of God? Why? There are many illegal things you can do to escape this. Are there no illegal things to do? You think in those days, if I call sons and daughters and I say, where are you now? Give me this now. Think they won't give me? They will. Could lobby around people and collect their money, but they will. And God is just checking the heart. Shall passion, shall famine, nakedness. The point where the clothes you have, people will know you. When they see the clothes hang on the wire, they will ask, are you living here? They know you, which is like a school uniform, nakedness. No, it is possible. No, do you get what I'm saying? It is what? I share the story. I make fun around it and laugh here. And this thing should not make you insecure. It's a good place you are coming from. That doesn't define your future in any way. The point in your life where only thing you have is one shoe. You hear brogues, you are asking me, will I ever use brogues? Are they too? That is the chicken that is still alive will eat corn someday. You get what I'm saying? Shall nakedness shall peril. Dangerous times. Fear on all sides. Or sword. You need to understand what sword is. A sharp pain. When the mother of Jesus gave birth to Jesus, one of the prophecies given to her is that a sharp sword will pierce through your heart. And these things you hold dear, your Isaacs will be lost many times over. Yes, please, verse 36. As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. 37. Nay, in all these things. Somebody say, in all these things. Say loud and clear. We are more than conquerors. Listen to me. If your joy comes when prosperity comes, you don't know Jesus. Your joy should be constant. It is with that joy you draw water from the wells of salvation. Do you get what I'm saying now? Don't be the kind of Christian that is when something suddenly happens now. That you are now happier. Be happy now. Tribulation is an opportunity to touch the heart of God through praise. Very big opportunity. You have no food. Oh, thank you, Lord. Are you seeing that kind of prayer? You are trying to laugh. I'm not saying the laughter will come. So if you do your own, it's not coming. That doesn't mean you are carnal. The case is painful. Don't do yours, sir. Do you get what? It's painful. So you are looking. God. One more would you meet me? And that song, not all praise will come from your mouth. Not, do you get what I'm saying? Not all the kinds. There are songs for that moment. Oluwa mo ti o se. You are praising God with so much tears. About to hold the microphone to preach, and the only thing I wanted to do was to just be locked up somewhere and cry. Thing. Just leave me. Let me just cry. Because sometimes when you are a minister, you have to go through pain. You can't really share. Your vulnerability can be used against you massively. You know what I'm saying? Now you are careful, like God, and God blesses you. Have people that you can be vulnerable with them. Oh, what a blessed fellow you are! What a blessed fellow you are! Don't treat such relationships lightly. And you can't talk. You are going through fire. And you just say, oh Lord. And God will say, preach this sermon still. And you have to preach from pain. And even you, when you are done preaching, you are not sure they were blessed.
But that's when the fire is following it. Let nothing be strong enough to collect you. One of the greatest battles you fight as a Christian is battle to maintain your first love. The way you loved him when you saw him, when you came into him for the first time. The enemy is going to try everything possible in his power to see that you are no more that passionate. You are no longer that zealous, that serious. God said they lie on you as a Christian. They lie on everybody. They've lied on me too. If you don't like trouble, don't answer God's call. If a boss have an headache, they will say, somebody who says, I cannot come and go and die, can't be made a chief in his father's house. Nobody will stress you like your own people. You have to be tough at heart. Start gymming now with situations. Strong me belong to them who by reason of use have their sense exercised. So somebody accuse you here is an exercise. Start gymming with it. You know what I do with problems? I gym with problems. When you go to gym, it's not easy. In all these things, we are more than conquerors. Sometimes I look around and we just want to serve God. We want to do better. We want to change the gadget. We want to change the cameras. We want to get a bigger facility. If we have a place of 1,000 seater, we'll fill it in 3 months. We want to expand. They call a place 80 something million and you are angry. Like, what is all this money? God can just open the door. He sees it. And a day is coming in your life that there is nothing you want to do you will not be able to do. That's breakthrough. Breakthrough is not when you have money. Oh. No, breakthrough is deeper. Breakthrough is when you come to the point that there is nothing on earth you want to do with money you can't afford. People enter into prosperity only if you break through. Nothing is powerful enough. Sometimes the most painful thing is when you are, when you have something as an emphasis, but your life is not the example. You talk about God's prosperity, what God can do, and you look at your life, and what that does is that it's trying to make you doubt your theology. And you look at it. What happens? The enemy wants to sift your emphasis. He wants to make sure that when you are talking about God being the one who shows up, when you get to that area, keep quiet. After all, I didn't show up for you. But in all these things, we have more, far more than conqueror to him that loved us. Hallelujah. Amen. Let me say this to you. The word of God is the word of God regardless of your experience. God's word is yes and amen. Praise God. When most of us started out as pulpit ministers, many people said that it's just the zeal of they are just seeing these things that they will soon calm down. By the grace of God, over 12 years after, all my emphases are still my emphases. We are not calming down, just getting hotter. We may look quiet, it's a scam. There's a fire burning under that skin. Praise God. I want you to rise on your feet and say it loud and clear. Nothing can separate me from the love of God. Nothing! Hallelujah. Praise God. It doesn't matter what the enemy throws, keep fighting. I want to give an example, but yes, it is happening. Instead of saying, thus says the Lord, I'll just give an example. Sometimes you are an intercessor. What the devil does with intercessors is that he brings personal problem on your neck So you cannot intercede for those you are interceding for. The moment you start interceding, you know what this spiritual warfare is. You now begin to face your own. Now say, well, let me just face my own. It means you are touching something. You are touching the devil where it ought. Praise God. I decree and declare your love won't go out. In the name of Jesus. I want to give you the next 1 minute. Just decree and declare. I won't lose my first love. Those of you who notice that things are not the way they used to be between you and God, start crying out for him now to help. Sure. Say, Lord, help me. I don't want to grow cold, Lord. No, I don't. No, I don't, Lord.
Hallelujah. Amen.
We are pressed on all sides. The person may be strong, but we shall never be perplexed. You must understand that here in all this, we are more than conquerors.
You know, I know what it feels for you to have different prophecies hanging over you, and yet your life does not even demonstrate one. And you're asking, Lord, when will mine come? It is okay that somebody is getting blessed around you and you are truly happy. When it's not coming to you at all, start asking. Bless you for what you are doing. We know you are in the neighborhood, but me too. You're going to ask, Lord, through this season, I'm helped. I am helped. My love for you is helped. In the name of Jesus.
Anyone here who is fainting, who has been fainting, I decree, receive strength. You won't sell off. The darkest part of the night is just before the dawn. You won't give up before you're done. It is okay to cry. But we just won't give up. We are not denying the fact that we go through the heat. But we are saying in all these things we are more than conquerors. You won't back down on the salvation you have received. Receive help. It is done. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Now put those beautiful hands together for Jesus. Amen.
True transformation is evident for doers. And not just hearers of the word. Be a doer of these words of transformation.
To reach us, send an email to femilazarus326@gmail.com. Stay blessed.